Now, attracting people to register for your webinar is one important element, but the next key element is to improve your attendance. If they don't show up, it's harder for them to become your customers. As I mentioned before, instant gratification is great to encourage that registration, but it also has a payoff of improving their attendance. So make sure you use that lead magnet system or your email service provider to immediately deliver a handout, a worksheet, or a mind map with their registration. You also want to utilize solid email reminders, and these email reminders should go out in several different time periods. One should go out right away, one should go out about 3 hours before your webinar, and then I love using this trick with my webinars where I'll use Starting Now as a title trick in order to send out an immediate Join Now link in the email. To set these emails up, head back over to GoToWebinar and click the settings for email notifications. The immediate email is this confirmation email, and you can customize a subject line. You can also add more benefits and a link to your handout in this box here. To set up a reminder email, choose the boxes here and personalize your emails here. In part 4 of this training, the scoop section will talk about your follow-up emails, but for now, go ahead and click on Save Changes. Now, the Starting Now email trick is right before your webinar is set to start. Come back in to GoToWebinar and edit the title to read 3 asterisks, Starting Now, and then make sure you check this box for Notify All Affected Participants of the Changes Above, and click Save. Everybody who's registered will immediately receive a message that lets them know that it is starting now, and that message will contain a link for them to join the webinar. After your webinar is over, of course you'll want to delete the Starting Now title and uncheck the box to notify everybody so that they don't get that updated message. Another fantastic way to improve attendance is to have a compelling thank you page. Now, the typical webinar thank you page in GoToWebinar looks something like this on the right. Pretty complicated, lots of detail, and a little bit too hard to read. So it's useful, but it's not very magnetic. I love using this template for a webinar thank you page because it has a lot of key elements that encourage attendance. It allows me to congratulate them for signing up, provides them with some instant gratification with a worksheet to download, which comes not only in the form of the lead magnet sent to their inbox, but it can also be shared as a download right on this screen. This template also allows people to set up their calendar with your event preloaded in it. And finally, it allows people to share it. If you'd like further explanation about the science that goes into this webinar template, please click the link below this video and my pal Jeff Wenberg will take you through it. But for now, let me show you how to set up this page and lead pages instead of hiring a developer and spending hundreds of dollars to have them do it for you. Inside the lead pages dashboard, we'll check the templates for thank you pages. You can choose any lead page and turn it into a thank you page, but this webinar thank you page has specifically been designed to improve attendance. I can swap out my logo at the top, or I can remove it completely. I'll change the name of the host here, the date of the event, and the time. Next, I'll change the title of the webinar, replace the lead page's CEO with my own name, or of course my fictitious wedding consultant name. I'll customize the instant gratification section here. Next, I'll replace the image of the book with an image that I've created, and I'll change the share button to reflect the actual registration page front door. I'll simply copy the URL here and paste it in here. I can also add in my own Twitter ID so I can see when people are sharing this webinar. With this particular feature, I can also say what the tweet will be pre-populated with. When my new webinar registrant clicks the tweet button, this message will automatically populate and their status update. I can add my PDF to my media library on my own website, copy the link that's provided, and connect it to this download button. For this download link, I do recommend you open the link in a new window or tab. Click Done, and if you want to connect your new registrants to your Facebook community, go ahead and customize that by changing the link here. Once you've saved your file and it goes public, the icon next to your like button will automatically change to your Facebook page. Now, before we go further, let's go ahead and name this page and create a link for this page. Now, we don't actually want this page to be discovered by the search engines. However, we still want to set the title of this page. And that's because it'll show up in the browser tab for your new registrant. Click on Done and then save the page. Now, you may have noticed something extremely obvious, and that is a video in the middle of this page. And at some point, I'd love for you to have a congratulations and thank you video that you present to your new registrants. However, included in the Webinar Funnel System bonus pack that you're receiving below, we've got this video for you. You can either use the video as it is, or you can strip out the audio and re-narrate it. We've even provided the script for you. Once you've added that video to this page, click Save, and here's the way your new page will look.
Hey, we'd like to congratulate you on the great decision you've made to sign up for this webinar. It's going to be jam-packed with value, you're going to learn a lot, and we're going to guarantee that it'll be well worth your time. There are four things that we want you to do right now. Let's go through each one of them. The first thing we want you to do is go over here to the right where it says click here to print this page, and then print out this page. The insights you learn about on this webinar are so valuable, you want to make sure you don't miss out on it because we're not 100% certain there's going to be a replay. So print out this page and post it on your refrigerator door or on a bulletin board or somewhere that you'll absolutely see it. The next thing that we'd like you to do is go over here to the left and quickly like this on Facebook, plus one it and tweet it to let other people know about this webinar. Since the webinar is free and we know that you'll get a ton of value from it, this is one way that you can pay us back. Plus, you'll get bonus karma points. The next thing we'd like you to do is go further down the page and add this event to your Outlook calendar, your Google calendar, or your iCalendar so you can be sure you don't miss it. When you click on any of these buttons, it'll add the event to the calendar of your choice in your specific time zone. Finally, at the very bottom of this page, what we'd like you to do is download the workbook we've prepared for this webinar. You'll want to have this workbook open and ready so you can take notes during the presentation. You can download it now and go through it so you have a good decision to sign up for this webinar. We cannot wait to present the information to you, so we'll see you on the webinar.
Well, that's a pretty rockstar video, and it's yours just by downloading the bonus pack below this video. Of course, if you don't want the video at all, you can always hide it. Another important feature of this template you'll want to customize is the calendar area. When you click to edit, you can customize what happens when people click their calendar. The most important elements, of course, are the event start date, the event end date, the event time zone, and the rest of the fields, which will populate in your new registrant's calendar. Notice that this is in day, month, year format. And also notice that the time is in 24-hour format. To choose your time zone, go to this addthisevent.com site. To find your time zone, scroll down to step 2 and choose your time zone. The Eastern zone in the United States is zone 15. Put the event time zone in here, and then fill in the rest of the details of your event. Once you finish your customizations, go ahead and click on Done. Then click Save. Now when somebody clicks on their Google Calendar, the title, date, and time will adjust to your registrant's time zone, and they'll have that information added to their calendar. That's a fantastic way to improve your attendance rates for your webinar. Remember to customize that thank you page video by downloading the thank you page video webinar and video file in the bonus section. You can also learn a bit behind the scenes of this by going to this page on our blog. When you download the pack, you can re-record the narration using the included webinar script, and then upload that video to YouTube, Wistia, Vimeo, or any other video service that allows you to have an embed code. Now, if you feel like that thank you page is a little bit too complicated for where you're at right now, feel free to come back over to the thank you pages and choose from one of the simpler ones. Remember, any lead page can be used as a thank you page, and this invite a friend one is a great simple one to start with. You can simply hide the logo, change the share link on Facebook, change the share link for Twitter, and adjust the text message. Swap out the image, and hide the second image. Feel free to change the footer text at the bottom to your own. Then name your page, change the title tag, and then save the page. Remember, you can publish this page on the default lead pages servers, or you can publish it through WordPress. If you want to add it to your WordPress site, log into your WordPress dashboard, click Add New in the lead pages plugin, choose the thank you page from the drop-down menu, and click Publish. Regardless of which thank you page you decide to use, or where you publish it, make sure you take the custom URL or the lead pages URL, copy it, and then edit your original webinar registration page and change the thank you page setting for it. Click OK, OK here, and then save your page. Go ahead and test out your webinar registration process and make sure it's connected the way you want it to be. The final element to share in this part of the course is to let them share. That'll allow you to attract a wider audience by getting your registrants to share the information about your webinar to their audience as well. On your thank you page, you'll want to have a click to share on social media button, and I'd recommend that you include Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. And here's a quick tip. You can use clicktotweet.com to more finely tune the message that goes out when people tweet. You can customize your share buttons on your thank you page by clicking the edit button. Just remember to use the URL of your front door of the registration. You certainly don't want people sharing the thank you page with their audience. Make the same changes with your Google Plus page and with your Twitter page. Make sure you save your file. So now you have share buttons on your registration page and on your webinar thank you page. I'd love to see your social media shares go up, which will add to the social proof that your webinar is worth attending. We've covered a lot of ground here in part two of the Webinar Funnel System course, so let me do a quick recap for you. And I'd love to remind you that this is the most important part of the entire funnel system. The remainder of the course is going to fly by. So here are the key elements of the attract section of the Webinar Funnel System. First, we preload that invitation list by sending out lead magnets through lead boxes and lead pages. After we promote that pre-invitation list, we can then create that webinar and invite that list to it, and also invite other people to that webinar through social media and affiliate partners. We want to increase attendance by having a compelling thank you page, and we also want to add additional registrations through the use of lead links. Put those pieces together in your business, and you will accelerate the growth of your webinar registrations and have a great audience for your upcoming webinar. Now, before you go to part three, be sure that you've already downloaded all of the extras that I've got for you as part of this course, including the Lead Pages Guide to Webinar Marketing, the Webinar Funnel System Checklist, the Webinar Funnel System Mind Map, and the Webinar Funnel System Mind Map. As you can tell, I'm very excited about webinars and about having you utilize this funnel system in your own business. And you may have also noticed that this is a lot easier doing it with lead pages than trying to do it on your own and hiring out all those developers and webmasters to put it into action. So I do want to encourage you to leverage the power of lead pages now. If you're already a customer, log into your account and implement what you've learned in this lesson right away. If you're not a customer yet, go to leadpages.net/next step and choose the best plan for you. I recommend the Pro Annual membership because you can benefit from split testing, online chat support, and a great referral program. Not to mention, it saves you about 40%, so the one-year Pro Annual is about the same price as a standard monthly. Again, head over to leadpages.net/next step to shortcut your success with this webinar funnel system using our software. Now, coming up next in part three of the webinar funnel system is Engage, and we'll be talking about how to deliver a presentation that keeps them hooked through to the end of your webinar and gets them buying your products and services. I will see you there.